This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Leaders from around the world on Saturday joined a global fundraising event organized by Global Citizen and the European Commission, aimed at raising billions of dollars needed to ensure widespread availability of coronavirus testing and treatment. Worldwide, about a dozen potential COVID-19 vaccines are in early stages of testing. Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, said that as nations fight the virus, they also need to take care of the most vulnerable citizens across the world.
None of us have been spared from the effects of COVID-19, and none of us can beat it alone. My friends, it's time to unite for our future.
The event includes a concert featuring a host of major artists. It also saw the political leaders highlight the disproportionate impact that COVID-19 is having on marginalized communities. Houston health officials say city hospitals could be just weeks away from being overrun by COVID-19 patients unless residents abide by restrictions meant to slow the spread of the virus. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener has more.
The state of Texas has recently seen some of the country's largest increases in coronavirus cases and a record number of hospitalizations in the last 2 weeks. That's a huge concern for public health officials who say if precautions aren't taken now, hospitals could see a dangerous influx of patients with COVID-19. Houston, Texas is not alone. The rising numbers of cases is part of a nationwide resurgence in states that were spared the brunt of the initial outbreak or moved early to lift restrictions on residents and businesses.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, VOA News.